Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is co-host is BBB with his Uggs. Yes, I'm pointing them out again.
Stop hating on my Uggs. I told you I'm going to get you a pair, man. What size shoe you wear?
10.5.
They don't make half sizes in house shoes, so I just get you 11.
Just give me 11.
You got a fat foot, though.
I do. I got one of those wide foots.
Yeah. These are great. And they got the hard bottoms, too, man.
Yeah,
you could,
they look like dress shoes. That's what
you
could
take them out outside, walk your dog, go to the grocery store real quick, take out the trash.
Those are actually the best looking I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
So I'll probably have to get you like a 16, though.
I guess when you got big shot money, you do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Rolling in that dough, man.
Man, I wish I had his money.
I wish I was rolling like that.
Man, I want to buy a minor league sports team. What do I want to buy this weekend?
I think I would buy baseball.
I'd buy an OHL team, move to Canada.
You would.
Saw Peyton Manning and John Bon Jovi are trying to buy the Titans.
I wish they would.
Stacy Adams, Bud's wife,
John Bon Jovi
shot
trying to
down,
buy a Southern team.
He's always he's on Philly, the soul.
He's just trying to get a team.
Yeah, but he's from Jersey, so
it doesn't matter where you're from. Peyton ain't originally from Tennessee,
but I mean, he went to Tennessee.
He went.
He's from, but he's from the Southeast. So I mean,
I thought he was going to wait and try to buy the Denver Broncos with John Elway when Pat Bowlen's wife decides she's going to sell because, you know, Mr. Bowlen's sick. And we don't know how much longer he has. I thought he was going to go in that direction.
Nah, he'd have to buy a smaller, you know, a smaller market team. I mean, Denver's, I mean, just a wee out of the price range.
Oh, Peyton Manning has the assets and the net worth, I'm pretty sure. Right? You just call them up. How much you need, P-Man? How much you need, Pate?
God, now I gotta call Papa John back up and do a couple more commercials.
Yeah.
Dude, who does not love Peyton Manning's commercials this year? It's been great.
He's the only thing that's
Peyton,
saving the NFL right now,
Peyton
man.
On
rates
Sunday
are down.
Morning.
Well, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago.
The absence
of
Peyton Manning is the main reason.
We talked about last week on the show why the ratings are down. All right, me and Bobby thinks it's because there's no stars like it was. There's not. I mean, you got OBJ, but he's kissing nets. And other
things. Brady was out for
people
the first
few
weeks.
And people
don't like Brady, though.
People.
It's besides New England.
Peyton.
See, yeah.
I like Brady. I've never been with that.
I mean, I like Brady.
I'm not a Patriots fan, but I mean, I love Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. I like F the New England Patriots. Y'all spy gate cheating.
Stop it. Who does not push the lines in the NFL? Every team does.
I can't tell.
Yeah, okay.
The Cleveland Browns ain't pushing no lines.
Well, that's because
they can't push
backwards. The only thing they're pointing is the unemployment line because they're trying to get all the people off the out of the unemployment line.
If you're a Browns fan, you don't even care right now. Your team is in the World Series, and your team, other team just won the finals. You are good. They can be over.
This should be like, this should
90.
Be us, but it's not.
So why is the ratings down? Bobby, don't answer. Yeah. Why would you say the ratings?
Like you said,
down?
Probably lack of stars. I mean, Peyton Manning was probably the face of the NFL for a long time. Now he's gone, and I mean, you know, you got what we had. It should have been Cam Newton. It should be Cam Newton. honestly. It should be. Brady, OBJ, but he's a, you know, he's a wide receiver. It's more of a quarterback's league, so.
A wide receiver could be light.
They can be, but I don't know if a wide receiver could be the face of the league.
Has a wide receiver ever been the face of the league, really?
I mean,
so Jerry Rice.
We had Jerry Rice, but he played in the Joe Montana era.
It was Joe Montana.
We had Aikman, and we had Favre, and we had Young. Look at the quarterbacks. Those three alone were carrying the league.
Yeah. So now look at the quarterbacks.
Well, we know how to fix it right now. Brett Favre comes back.
Now we have, he's trying.
What should I do?
And before even a wide receiver, anybody else in another position, now we have these young quarterbacks. We have the Carson Wentz. We have the Dak Prescotts now.
Why is Dak second?
No particular order. You know, no particular. Wentz surprised me. Wentz is
That's a good point, because I could see, you know, there's three guys actually in NFL right now I could see helping the NFL. That would be Dak, Carson, and Zeke.
Yeah.
All right, Zeke's got the number one jersey. After this week, I mean, he's got the number one jersey in all NFL right now. And not the crop top, even though I do have my crop top coming, which I will be wearing on the show. What?
Hopefully it's next week, so I don't see it.
But, you know, I was going to say, you know, I think they will help bring it back. And a running back could do it.
These young guns, man, are killing it right now.
But Cam, as far as Cam, if he's going to keep blowing off interviews and, you know, leaving after answering two questions, he's going to never get to that point like him.
He does for the kids. He looks out for the fans that love him. He ain't got time for the media, man.
Dude.
If you want to be in sports, you have to look out for the media, because the media can make you or break you.
But thing with Cam, he has time for the media when they're winning.
Exactly. And if you go back to this, okay, the one thing you will throw out Tom Brady, Belichick, and other people where they do this. I'm sorry, how many Super Bowl wins they got? It can be a little bit more excusable when you have Super Bowl victories.
How many times have they been accused of cheating?
Okay.
But they still do interviews even if they lose big.
Right.
They'll still do it unless somebody asks a stupid question. Then they're going to piece out of it.
I think when you win, the media is a little bit different on you than when you're not winning Super Bowls or you're losing games. And right now, Cam is losing games and losing fans, because the only people that's sticking beside him is people in Charlotte. And guess what?
And
if you look at the city of Charlotte, you go to attendance for the last couple of games, it's not been very good.
Because they won in five.
Plus, it's one of the biggest bandwagon fan bases.
Yes, it is. And I said that. Agreed. Thank you.
So many fair weather fans.
I said that last year.
No, agreed.
Exactly.
Because you get so many people from Boston, New York, Florida, California, wherever else. You got to understand, this is a city that grew up Redskins, Cowboys, Steelers, Bills. They bring an NFL team in, you still got those people that are those fans, but also, all right, well, I live in Charlotte, so I kind of have to cheer for the Panthers.
And I don't. I've been here 15 years, and I still haven't embraced them.
I go to the games. I'm a season ticket holder.
I go to the games.
You know.
But one thing this has to be looked up somewhere, because I'm noticing in Charlotte, as far as games and when I see kids and fans with their jerseys on, I'm seeing a whole lot more 59 jerseys, the number ones.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot more. So now when your quarterback doesn't have the highest selling jersey on the team, that's a problem.
I agree with that.
Luke's a bigger fan. I mean, just when he's on the field. Luke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's deafening when they have fans there.
This isn't a bash Cam thing.
No.
Cam, to me, the things that he's doing on the sidelines is growing old. My brother-in-law, who's a huge Panthers fan, it's growing old with him and my nephews, because you're seeing Cam do this other stuff on the sideline. It is growing old with these people.
Yeah.
And I think it's the reason
I said ever since he got into the NFL, he needs to mature, and he's not doing it.
No.
If you want to be taken serious as one of the best quarterbacks,
act like it.
Well,
up if you lose. Man up when you're winning.
And that was my only problem. That was my only problem.
I mean, he is how he is, and he knows if he wins games, then he gets all the love back. And that's all he pretty much bases.
But what if he doesn't?
If he doesn't win games, then let him throw darts at him.
I mean, I think I've not tooted my own horn, but I've kind of laid into when they were in the Super Bowl, and he fumbled and he didn't go for that ball, that to me shows you're not about the team. You're not about winning. You're about yourself. And
he didn't
want to
destroy his shoulder.
It doesn't matter. You go for the ball.
It's the Super Bowl.
You have the whole offseason to get better.
In the regular season, if that's a regular season game, I understand entirely.
But it's the Super Bowl, and you were still in it. They were a possession away, or what, 10 points away.
It's not just that, but it's the pouting on the sideline, putting a towel over your head, and looking down to the ground and not being at – people
see
that.
It's not being at your bench – lighting a fire under your teammates. We're still in this. We can do it. We can do it.
I still think one of the biggest things with this team right now is Steve Smith is on, you know, Steve Smith's on this team. You'll see him firing passion. Well, you don't see any
passion
right now.
I've never been a Steve Smith fan, but at least he did. At least he did. He would light a fire under somebody. If they weren't playing 100%, you better have a damn good excuse to Steve Smith, or else he was going to light you up.
His personality, along with Cam's, wouldn't have lasted long.
Exactly.
Anyway. Those two.
No.
Those
well,
two,
that was probably one of the reasons why he left.
That was because I remember games where Cam, some few years back, where Cam would be at the end of the sideline doing his pouting, whatever. One game, Steve Smith walked all the way down there and cursed him out.
Yeah, he laid into him really good.
Yeah, he cursed him out.
And that, but that was the beginning of the end for Steve Smith.
Right. Exactly. Somebody in this franchise needs to go up to Cam. He put up points last week. He put up points. But at some point, one of these coaches needs to go up to him and say, Cam, stop it.
You would think a Thomas Davis or somebody like that would.
But I don't think it could be a coach. It has to be a player. Guess what? Cam's going to go, Mr. Richardson,
I know.
Coach Rivera, he yelled at me, and I don't think I can play for him anymore.
The only one that could do anything is Luke. Okay, honestly.
Yeah, the clear leader, and obviously it has to be Luke.
See, I think Thomas Davis is like the
Panthers
leader.
Fans, we just got to trust and believe in our quarterback that they're gonna mend the ship, man. They're going to get this thing right.
You think
this is bigger.
The Chiefs did it last year.
But this is bigger. This is bigger than winning games. Okay? I said it on the show a couple weeks ago. Cam Newton will never win a Super Bowl. Never.
Never.
And ever. Never. I'm telling you, he will never win a Super Bowl. I'll be amazed. Tony Romo will win a Super Bowl before he does. Let me go that far.
That's a joke.
No, I'm being serious.
The Cowboys might win if Dak is still playing, but you put Romo back out there.
Man changes his attitude. And it ain't
changing. Somebody needs to say to him, I don't care how much money you make, the way you're playing, we can get somebody off free agency. They'll play better.
Really?
Than you.
We scored 14 points against Tampa.
Did they win?
Defenses ever because Cam wasn't out there.
Yeah, you can't really say anything about last week. Okay, you're playing the Saints. You should have scored
38. He did.
You should
have
scored 38.
He did his thing.
You're playing the Saints.
Other than that one throw that got intercepted in the end zone, which was a big turnover.
Well, let's go into NFL this week. Who are your bottom three teams in NFL right now? After last week, who's your top three? Or bottom three, excuse me.
Cleveland. Carolina. Got to put y'all
Boy,
in
you
there.
Hate that.
Y'all are trash
Cleveland should be a gimme. I don't think it should be a guaranteed bottom three.
So should we do bottom three?
Everybody but Cleveland.
Cleveland.
All right, okay. So they're the clear number three team
in
all
New York football Jets.
All right.
Geno Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Does not matter. They can't cover. They can't run the ball. They can't protect the quarterback. They're terrible. Carolina, of course. I just said them.
And who else?
My Bears.
Chicago's been playing better. They've just been finding ways to lose.
The past 2 weeks, we've been the Chicago Chargers.
Cincinnati.
Losing right at the end.
I got the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
The Cincinnati,
they've been
all
playing
the expectations this year.
As far as
I thought they had a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
They have the roster for it.
Yeah.
And they have the roster.
They have not played
that
up
defense
to the billing.
Has been awful.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Bengals, the Panthers, and the Jets.
All right. Next. Who wants to go? Bottom three.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Indianapolis Colts. I figured with a healthy Andrew Luck, they could maybe be contending. I know it's a strong division. They could contend, but they're not. They're 2-4.
Actually, they are contending. They're only two games out.
But nobody's beating the Texans. No, I mean, nobody.
They blew a 23-9 lead with 5 minutes left Sunday night. Yeah. What in the hell happened?
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers are going to be in the bottom three. Maybe this bye week they figure something out. I don't see it. And I guess maybe this is my gimme. This is like the Cleveland Browns of the NFC. But the San Francisco 49ers, they're just a bucket of basket cases.
Hot, they're hot garbage human water.
Just think, what was it, 3 years ago? They were
in the Super Bowl.
Top NFC team.
See how fast it changes in the NFL.
Then everybody retired.
You better get
there.
You better win. You have to reinvent yourself every season, man. And the Panthers are living proof of it.
Nobody is the Patriots.
Nope. Patriots, Denver even, you know, still winning. But what you got?
Bottom three, like I said, my sorry Bears, who I think will get a win tonight. We'll revisit this next week.
I hope Alshon Jeffrey gets like three touchdown catches, by the way.
Me too. That'd be awesome.
I have in fantasy.
I don't.
And he doesn't have one yet this year. It's crazy.
Just throw the ball to Howard.
Anyway. I'm going to have to go with the Colts also. I don't know what's going on with Pagano and Grigson. They need to go. And you would think that they would have put an offensive line around Andrew Luck by now.
That's the main problem.
They won't.
You know what's the funny part about that? Wasn't Grigson an offensive lineman?
I believe so.
I think so. And they drafted wide receivers.
They finally drafted an offensive lineman this year, and he's a young stud, but they don't have four other good young studs.
And you would think they put maybe what could possibly resemble a defense on the field.
Yeah, because Andrew Luck is so good. Andrew Luck is so good. Just give him an offensive line. He can work with what he has.
Exactly. I mean, he's making T.Y. Hilton look like
that's how good Andrew Luck is.
He gets time in the pocket. He delivers the football. They put up points.
Yeah.
They don't have the pass rushing they once had. Nope. And they don't have the secondary play besides Vontae Davis, which I hate it for Vontae Davis because he's a shutdown
corner. He's a good corner.
He is just on a bad team.
Yep.
All right. For me, I'm going to go San Francisco 49ers. No, it's a joke. I mean, you get beat 45-18 in Buffalo.
The Bears, 49ers, and Colts are my three. Sorry.
49ers, Panthers, and Saints. I don't care you beat Panthers 41-38. That defense is still garbage.
Horrible.
It is horrible. This division is horrible. The only reason I ain't put the Bucks in the bottom three is because I put the 49ers in the bottom three.
And honestly, the Saints didn't beat the Panthers. They outscored them. Does that sound pretty accurate?
No,
it sounds very good. They didn't beat them. By the final buzzer, they just had more points.
Yep. Who's your top three?
New England. You got to start with the Patriots, man. Tom Brady, like he hasn't missed a beat. Like he's been there all season.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be on a rampage the rest of this season, man.
Let's go with the Dallas Cowboys.
You hate saying that, don't you?
Dominant, the best offensive line in the game. Zeke is a great little young stud running back, but they got Darren McFadden 1,000 yards last season.
Yeah, here you go.
So that offensive line is just incredible.
That hater again.
And to your
point, like I heard with Emmitt Smith, that offensive line. You know what? Yes, they had great offensive line, but we still had great running back. I don't care what anybody says.
And I agree with the Emmitt Smith thing, but I'm still not sure yet about Ezekiel. Is he a good running back or the line? I don't know yet.
It's a combination. I still don't know. It's a good combination.
He's looking really good. He's a very
good
running back.
I hate to say it, but he's actually looking pretty good.
My third team,
it could be a mixture of both.
It's a good combo, but my third team will be the Seattle Seahawks, man. Legion of Boom is still out there. I know Chancellor's hurt. But they're still shutting teams down. And Russell Wilson he finds ways to win. He might just crap on you from fantasy week to week.
Yeah.
Can I correct you on one thing?
What's that?
They didn't shut down the Falcons. You know what they did to the Falcons the last play? They mugged Julio Jones that last play.
Hey.
Sherman pulled his arm completely down.
Clearly.
All right? That was P.I.
Falcons
they
scored
never
24.
Called it. That's, no, I know what the bottom line down. Is. I would put the Falcons over the Seahawks, even though they won. Anyway, finish yours. Sorry.
Oh, those are my three. I mean, Falcons you can definitely put in there as well, man.
All right.
I'm going New England, Seattle. This is a tough one. It's a toss-up between Dallas and Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Minnesota, too.
Whoa, how can you?
Easy.
Because Sam Bradford, I'm not sold on Sam Bradford.
I'm sold on that defense.
I'm scared. Sold on I got to go by what I saw last week.
And no offense, look who Minnesota has played. And you look at the teams they beat compared to Dallas right now.
Just because of the whole Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, those two rookies doing what they're doing, Seattle, Dallas, and New England.
All right.
How are you not sold on Minnesota?
They're good. I love the defense.
The teams they've beaten, wow. Okay.
Who have they beat that is good?
The Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, Cam Newton, and obviously the Panthers.
What did the Cowboys do to them? They beat them even worse at home.
They beat up on the Houston Texans.
The Texans, really?
But they're leading the division.
They're 4-2. You're right. They are 4-2. That's a good win. I'll give you that one.
The New York Giants still.
The Giants.
Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham, Eli Manning.
Okay.
Those are still
on. I got to take Seattle out and put Minnesota back in.
Their defense has been shut down.
No, they have been shut down, but the offense is not. I mean,
Sam Bradford is
playing
like
good.
He's supposed to.
I worry about their lack of running game.
And they have Jerick McKinnon, who should be their number one.
I worry about their lack of running game.
So anyway.
McKinnon is not a.
Anyway, finish your story.
My third. I've been back and forth.
Go ahead. Put them in. You know you want to.
You gotta do it.
The Dallas Cowboys. I wanted to put the Raiders.
You hate it. God,
but the Cowboys.
Defense is terrible.
Number two is the Minnesota Vikings because of their great defense, and we've all heard defense wins championships.
They're Denver NFC this year.
And number one, they should be undefeated, is the New England Patriots. If they didn't put a badly injured Jacoby Brissett with a bad throwing hand against the Bills, they should be undefeated.
You know what's impressive about, I mean, a loss, not impressive, but the Bills still only scored one touchdown against them.
Yep.
In 2 weeks, it's New England and the Bills again. And I can't wait for that matchup.
No, it's going to be great.
That's going
to
be a
New England's going to kill the Bills.
So if anybody has a Patriots player in 2 weeks, start them all.
Yep. I'm going to go a little bit different. Atlanta as my third. New England is my two. And my number one, of course, is the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because the defense is playing good. Because of the running game. More Claiborne looks like a shutdown corner this year. We've never had him look like this. The defense is all over the place. We went into Green Bay. Green Bay wasn't even in this game. It wasn't even close. We beat Cincinnati the week before, who's supposed to be a good team. Demolished them. The last 2 weeks have been great, great wins. And I think they only get better with the confidence.
I love what Dallas did last week. Like I said, as a Bears fan, I'm always down for some Green Bay pain and suffering.
I know you are. This week is your top fantasy player this week of all the games?
Ooh, let me go back to the schedule.
See, I need to get into fantasy.
Because I saw I think DeMarco Murray plays the Colts this weekend. If you got DeMarco Murray, hello, hello, hello. He's going to rack up some points
for
you.
You could put me against the Colts, and I'll still get at least 10 points in fantasy.
I see DeMarco Murray, 150 yards rushing, two, maybe even three touchdowns against the Colts, man.
Well, let me tell you, I'll go through real fast and tell you some of the games. We got the Bears, Packers, Giants, Rams, Vikings, Eagles. If you're playing anybody in Philadelphia this week, set them. Don't play any Eagle this week. I think this is a bad week to play any Eagle playing
the
Vikings.
So that's going
to be a rough one.
It's going to be a low-scoring game because both defenses are really good.
Yep. Colts are playing Titans. Murray would be a great pick.
And Mariota. Mariota's had a couple hot weeks.
The Ravens are playing the Jets. Somebody you might want to start Terrence West this week.
Yeah.
I got one. AJ Green and
the Cleveland.
AJ Green.
Oh, it's home.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Bengals are playing at home against the Browns. I will start AJ Green and Andy Dalton. If you have
Andy Dalton,
this will be a week to do it. And Jameis Winston is playing in San Francisco.
If you got Mike Evans, hello, hello, hello.
And if you got the Chargers, they're playing in Atlanta. Melvin Gordon, look for the wide receivers for both teams to go off.
Well, Atlanta covers a little better than what people give him credit for.
A quarterback, I'm sure you can find him, Blake Bortles, against that horrible Oakland defense.
I had him last week. He put like 12 against
Jerick McKinnon for the Vikings against Philly's defense. Again, being a Philly fan, their defense is not good. Their DBs are horrible.
They're fourth against the pass.
Their front line. No, they're
fourth against
the
pass. Yeah. Their defensive ranking, they're fourth against the pass.
And
there's no way. Their corners are god awful.
I mean, besides Matthew Stafford getting for three TDs, they only allowed 150 yards, and those TDs were to the running backs. Out of the backfield, design throws to the running back.
And last but not least, Rob Gronkowski. The Patriots are playing at the Steelers. No Big Ben. That defense is not that good. Patriots are going to have a field day.
Kansas City. I don't know if it's Jamal Charles. I don't know if it's Spencer Ware, but Alex Smith. Alex Smith against New Orleans in Arrowhead. Hello.
Terrence West against the Jets.
Terrence West.
Oh, that's going to be brutal. That's what
I was
saying.
Yeah, I was thinking Terrence West.
OBJ, if he's playing, New York Giants play the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams give up tons of points. Tons of freaking points.
Yeah, but OBJ is more worried about kicking that.
He went for 240 yards last week.
Yes, on long coverage. He had a good game. He had a great game. He did. It's going to come to an end. The first game we'll talk about real fast, the Bears. I know somebody's excited for the Bears playing the Packers on the road in Green Bay. There you go. But I know somebody's excited for that game.
Very much so.
Who do y'all have for the Bears and Packers tonight? Who's going to win?
I take Aaron Rodgers at home. He can't have two pitiful weeks in a row, can he?
Can he?
Let's hope not.
Bears is playing tough. They're playing tough.
It's a divisional game, so it's going to be close. I don't see them putting up like a 55-10 mollywopping like they did a few years ago when Jay Cutler was out.
Careful.
I think it's going to be one of those games. It's going to be both teams in the 20s. Exactly. But man, it's Lambeau.
And don't forget,
man, it's Lambeau. I don't know how I can.
Aaron Rodgers
lose
back-to-back games in Lambeau Field.
Eddie Lacy's on IR now. They traded for Niles Davis. They traded a conditional draft pick to get Niles Davis, so he'll be the starter.
The thing is, though, Aaron Rodgers has to throw the ball. Niles Davis ain't going to be ready to run.
No, he'll run.
He's going to have to throw the ball.
Right.
I don't know how many snaps Niles Davis gets because he doesn't understand their pass protections yet. And if your running back don't understand pass protections, you don't want to get Aaron Rodgers killed.
Exactly. I think they're going to have to run a lot of no running back sets.
I'm hearing a lot of Montgomery might be in the backfield.
He was back there a lot last week. So
be careful if you have to play a Green Bay running back. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a lot of throws for Aaron Rodgers. I see 45 attempts minimum.
So you got Packers.
I got Packers 27-23.
Kai, I know this is your team.
I'm going to be a homer this time. I got
nothing wrong with it.
I got the Bears 23-20.
I never pick against the Panthers, man, even if I feel like they're going to lose.
I do. Who you got? You got the Bears winning?
Packers.
All right, I'm going Packers as well. Aaron Rodgers, I trust. You know, Brian Hoyer. Can he do it 3 weeks in a row of 300-yard games?
Hopefully he got some QT time with Olivia Munn, and he comes out smoking this week.
Should I be good to go?
One alarming stat about Aaron Rodgers is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is what I call him.
Nice.
Trevor Siemian, Alex Smith, Cody Kessler, and Case Keenum. All those guys have at least one 300-yard game this season. Aaron Rodgers, zero.
That's crazy.
Is that Rodgers or his receivers not getting open like last year?
I think it's McCarthy too.
Hoyer has four 300-yard games.
Hoyer has been killing it.
Hoyer has.
I should have played him 2 weeks ago.
Hoyer has more passing yards than Aaron Rodgers right now. And Hoyer didn't, play the first three games,
First two games.
That's crazy.
But the competition that – each quarterback has been playing has been on a totally different level. So
we've played two NFC East teams and two AFC
South teams. Y'all played the Colts,
Jags,
the Jaguars,
Cowboys, Eagles, and Texans.
And I think Jay Cutler was in for one of those. Aaron Rodgers had to play Minnesota. Eagles. He had to play Dallas. He's played another tough team.
And I would love to see Chicago win tonight, too, because that'll be two division wins at least. We already have one. We're already 1-0 in the division.
They just don't want to see Jay Cutler back on the field. Can they just trade Jay Cutler? Get him out of Chicago.
To Cleveland? I think he's seen his last days in Chicago, honestly.
Yeah, I do too.
I think
Cody Kessler gets hurt. They're going to need a quarterback. They'll trade for Jay Cutler.
They probably have the cap space to do it. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You know they do.
The next game, the Vikings at the Eagles. Man, this warms my heart talking about this game because I know who I'm going with.
Minnesota off a bye week on the road. This is the week Minnesota loses. No more undefeated teams in the league. Philadelphia wins in Lincoln Financial Field.
What?
I think they get off to a hot, better start.
I'm not their even first, that much of a homer.
Their first 15 plays will be scripted. Doug Peterson will be ready to go. He'll have that defense back on their heels. It'll be a lot of misdirection plays. You'll watch. Philadelphia this weekend, I feel like 24-20. Sam Bradford, they're not going to let Sam Bradford come in there and get a W. Uh-uh. The Philadelphia fans will kill the Eagles if they allow Sam Bradford to come in there and get a W on their field.
I think, as much as I hate to say this, I think Sam Bradford goes in there and plays well. I think he does. I think the defense is good enough to where they're going to bother Wentz a little bit. I think Minnesota 27-17.
Man, am I the only one that's going to think that Minnesota is going to smoke Philly?
No, trust me.
I want to see Carson Wentz do good, but against this defense,
right.
Like you said before, this is the NFC's version of
Denver.
The Broncos.
Yeah.
This defense is quick. It gets to the quarterback, and their DBs are no joke. They can cover some of the best in the NFL.
So you say
I'm saying Minnesota by at least two touchdowns because their defense is going to pick off Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is going to have at least two or three picks this game. He comes back to earth.
Vikings.
This is coming from an Eagles fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Recently, guys.
Vikings.
An objective Eagles fan. Yeah. I love it.
Vikings are going to demolish the Eagles. I am telling you. You will see Sam Bradford throw for 300 yards. Three touchdowns, I guarantee you that.
I'll make sure to find an Eagles jersey to wear next week. I'm not even an Eagles fan, but I feel confident about the Eagles.
Sam Bradford's going to come into Philly with a fire in his eyes, like, okay, you guys want to screw me over the last 2 years?
Matter of fact, and I'm going to find a Sam Bradford Eagles jersey to wear next week.
And matter of fact, Stephon Diggs. Who is going to guard Stephon Diggs? Who in Philly? No one can guard him.
I mean, Philly's defensive line could
their defensive line is good, but the secondary is not.
Their linebackers are – I mean, Michael Kendricks is good.
Right. The linebackers are good, but that secondary – Malcolm Jenkins had a big pick last week.
But that's the thing. He's a safety. He's not a corner. Right. You can't put him on Stephon Diggs.
Diggs is on – I see the Vikings win it big. I think it would be 35-10.
And with the two tandems in the Minnesota backfield.
First of all, I can never pick the Eagles.
McKinnon and I can't pronounce that guy's name.
Asiata.
I want to call him Easton.
It's like something you get.
But you got thunder and lightning. You got the guy who's going to pound the line, and then you got McKinnon who's just going to run the outside.
Asiata
sounds
like it should
yards.
Be the name of like a
it's
some, sparkling
it's what
water
they serve at Panera Bread. It's Asiata steak
sandwich or something.
Oh, is that what you get at Moe's, too, that dipping sauce?
I thought that was Asiago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Asiago. You're right. Whatever. We can call it Asiata. This is like the best show ever, by the way, because an Eagles fan just agreed with Cowboy fans that the Eagles are going to get killed by the Vikings. I love it. The Giants at the Rams. Who's going to win this one?
The game is in London, bloody England.
9:30.
Make sure you're up early. I got the New York Giants, man. They get off that losing snide. They win a couple in a row. They beat Los Angeles. Come on now. Really? They better beat the Rams. Case Keenum? You better not lose to Case Keenum and no wide receivers to speak of.
The Giants easily. Odell's going to have a big game. Eli's going to have a big game. Victor Cruz is going to go for probably 110 yards receiving out the slot. So the Giants, this is a no-brainer.
All right.
Jeff Fisher, I don't even know how he still has a job. Seriously.
Mediocre
fish. You got me. I'm going to have to say the Giants, too. I mean, I think Gurley might be a shell of his former self this game. I think he might try to get 100 yards. But come on, Case Keenum, who Kenny Britt, and who else? Tavon Austin. They're not going to do
one team that Zeke Elliott did not rush for 100 yards against.
That's because that's Snack Sanchez, but or whatever is it? Snack Harrison. All right.
Now, Jared Goff, is he still?
He's the backup.
Is he dressed? Is he dressing for games?
I know the first two he wasn't, but
I think he's dressed.
Okay, is he
but
dressed?
You know what?
Man, he should have pulled Eli Manning and said, "I don't want to go to LA." Right.
He's a California kid. How does that sound? Come on, really?
The breakdowns, upset alert. Look, does it really have to be an upset for a 3-3 team to beat another 3-3 team? No, but I'm going with the Rams and Case Keenum. Case Keenum, you know how crazy that sounds? But I'm going to go with him because he had 3 touchdowns last week, okay, 250 yards. Listen, the Giants' secondary is not good. It is not good. Eli Apple's out. They're going – listen, OBJ's going to be more worried about riding that plane to London this week and what he's going to do with the kicking net than playing on the field. And I don't think the Giants can stop Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt's been playing good last month. Kenny Britt. I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe I'm even going with Jeff Fisher's team, but I'm going with the Rams because the Giants need to lose, and I hope they do. And it's early. Like I said, Eli doesn't get up before 9 a.m. So I'm going to go with the Rams. Hmm. Yeah, I'm smoking something.
It's a Sunday game in London, so it's – I don't like the London games. They're just
– I don't either.
They're garbage.
I don't like the 9:30 –
yeah,
kickoff.
It's just for us. It's like 3:30 over there.
Yep.
They start over here pretty good, though. You know, you got football in the morning. That's you
know. No, not when you set your fantasy rosters.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Oh, it's tough for that. The next game, the Colts at the Titans. Yeah, somebody take a nap.
Tennessee. DeMarco Murray, big day. 38-34 Titans.
Got to go with Andrew Luck, man. I can't. I like him. I think he's going to hopefully put up enough points to where to where that defense doesn't have to do too much. I'm going to go with the Colts 28-13.
Tennessee, right. A 1.5-point favorite.
Ooh.
Over under is 48. Yeah. That might be that's a trap.
Yeah.
You know what? It's I don't want to bet against Andrew Luck, but Tennessee, that Indy defense gives up way too many points and way too many yards. And you got DeMarco Murray and Mariota, who seems to be throwing it reasonably well.
No, they have. All right, so you're going with Tennessee. I'm going with Indy. I can't go against Andrew Luck. I think they get back.
I can't either.
I have to go with
Luck. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I just think – Indy's defense is that factor.
I agree.
Or lack thereof.
I think Chuck Begano needs to go.
Really? They allowed 300
gone two or
117
yards.
Rushing yards. The Colts suck.
The Bills at the Dolphins. I'm going with the Bills. Anybody going different?
Come on now. How much I disdain
Ryan Tannehill. Is horrible.
I'm never.
Anybody going different? Is this one the game we all agree on?
Bills.
All right,
Bills. I'll take Buffalo.
All right.
They're going to get their confidence boost this game.
They should.
Miami got it last game. They beat Pittsburgh. They injured Roethlisberger. Put them out.
Geno Smith is starting for the Jets. The Ravens against the Jets. You might want to start the Ravens defense this week. Is anybody want to go with the Jets? Or we all agreed the Ravens going to win?
Ravens, and I hope they put a beating on Geno Smith so bad that the Jets decide to start like Hackenberg or Bryce Petty.
Yeah, what
why are you not playing them?
Right,
I would start them before
Bryce
Geno.
Petty. They're saying, because I listen a lot of New York radio, they're saying he's not ready yet.
Okay,
Hackenberg is a target.
Hackenberg is a target. I think maybe in a year or two, Hackenberg's going to be something decent. But I don't think
if
coming
they
from
can
Penn
put
State
some
to there.
Line
I think you give Geno Smith a couple games. If he looks bad, you turn to Hackenberger and see what you get.
I think Geno looks good this week. I take the New York Jets.
Oh, so you're going
what?
To
no, Terrell Suggs. All right. Steve Smith still questionable. Joe Flacco hurt shoulder, questionable.
What about Mike
practice.
Wallace against?
Mike Wallace is old. His time is past.
So is everybody on the Jets
he
defense.
He has not had a good game in forever.
All right, so you're going to Jets.
Going
everybody
to
else
Jets.
Has got the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. The Saints at the Chiefs. Is anybody going against the Chiefs in this game?
Are they in Arrowhead?
They're in Arrowhead.
The Chiefs then.
Chiefs. Scott?
I'm with the Chiefs.
All right, so, yeah, let's move on. All right, go ahead and say Bengals, right? Everybody saying Bengals? All right, let's move on.
You're good with that.
I'm pretty sure.
Why are we dismissing? Oh, okay, that's why.
Must be the Browns.
That's why.
Well, no,
I didn't know. Some of these
games are we all agree on. So, especially Browns
and
Bengals. Let's not spend a lot of time on that one. We'll spend a couple on this. Redskins and Lions, who you guys got?
Washington is playing with a lot of confidence.
Four straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Norman is doing his thing, man. He is taking away one side of the field, and they've figured it out. They are just rolling coverage to the other side to protect whoever else is over there. And Washington hasn't been giving up big chunk plays like they have. Their defense is playing a lot better. In Detroit, can't run the ball.
No.
It scares me that they can't run the ball this week against a tougher team. And with Matthew Stafford coming off a tremendous week last week, he's not going to play that well this week. Washington, 24. Detroit, 18.
All right.
Washington, 17-13. I see Washington going in there and getting that win. They're playing with a lot of confidence, four straight. They got a lot of weapons on that team. I mean, they're pretty good offensively. And I think in Detroit, I think they'll probably put up 30 points. I say Washington 30-24.
This is going to be a shootout of a game because Matt Stafford's throwing it. I mean, he's got 5 more touchdown passes than Kirk Cousins right now. But you know what? I'm going to say Washington because Kirk Cousins has Jordan Reed.
He might be back.
He's still questionable.
Is he?
But Vernon Davis the last 2 weeks had touchdown passes.
I thought he was going to be back this. But, I mean, Vernon Davis is still quick for an old man.
He's still fast.
He is.
He can't catch.
So you're going with the Redskins?
I'm going to go with the Redskins because I just think Detroit's defense might not be able to hold the lead.
I am going with the Lions because Golden Tate had a huge game last week. I see that keep going. And don't forget they got Marvin Jones who's playing. So if you go opposite side of Norman, they'll have a big day. Stafford's not going to have a bad game. And that winning streak's got to come to an end at some point. I'm going to go with the Lions. It'll be a close, high-scoring game, though. The Raiders at the Jags.
Raiders at the Jags.
That's an offensive showdown.
Yes, it is.
Should be.
I think Jacksonville wins this week. Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson. Allen Hurns came up questionable. If he doesn't play, that hurts a little bit. But I think you see the return of Chris Ivory this week. I think they have to run the ball. I think Chris Ivory has a big week. And they do enough. And they win a shootout 42-39.
I like the Jags. Man, that's a nice young team that just has to put it together. They really do. I like the Jags. I like the Jags in this game, in a high-scoring game also. I think they'll put up 30, probably about 37 points. 37-21.
All right. Man, I think it's going to be like a 30-something to 30. It's going to be – one team could possibly get in the 40s. I'm going to say the Jaguars.
You got Jags?
Their defense is just a pinch better than Oakland's. Oakland's is just god-awful. But, I mean, they can throw the ball. Both teams can throw the ball really well. And I just think Blake Bortles is going to put on a clinic this week.
And the humidity down in Jacksonville gives them a little home field advantage.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Jags as well. I think they win this game.
Jacksonville I didn't even realize this. Their defense has allowed 1,000 less yards than Oakland's and 40 points less than Oakland so far.
Mm.
So, I mean, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Minnesota might take a big hit this weekend on the defensive line. Sharif Floyd did not practice. Their star D tackle.
They'll still be fine. They got Everett on the other side. All right, let's go into dummies of the week real fast. Who news there. It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week. Yes, the Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week. You got any? Big shot?
Rick Pitino just found that he wasn't monitoring his players or his coaches close enough. Big suspension probably coming from probably the same thing that they gave Larry Brown. Some fines coming. It's just an ugly situation. If you don't recall, Rick Pitino's team, one of the managers or assistant coaches, was taking potential recruits to the – what do we call it? What are we going to call it?
The brothel?
The brothel. Thank you.
Just call it the brothel.
They were taking them to the brothel and getting them laid and showing them just a wonderful time. And, of course, she came out with a book, and that's in the past. But Rick Pitino, you definitely get a Dummy of the Week award, sir.
Is that it? Just that one? Just you got no one. Dummies of the Week is pretty much anybody that does anything stupid the week before.
Oh, I got one.
You got one, so. All right, well, go ahead.
Trevor Bauer?
Oh, for his leading?
Oh, my God.
For the drone?
Yeah, for repairing one of his drones. Apparently, he's a huge, I guess, drone fanatic.
Droney? He's a droney?
But, I mean, he sliced his pinky open from the knuckle, the fingernail to the... Why are you messing around with something like that when you're in a playoff, when you're close to the World Series? I mean, did you see his finger?
No, it was bad. It was very bad.
I mean... Why? That's got to be something.
It was dripping on the mound, too, and he was sitting there trying to
hide it. Oh, man. What are you talking about,
They got it on full zoom on the big screen that you are pouring blood from your finger, man. There's no hiding that.
I mean, why? When you're that close to the World Series, why are you even doing something stupid like that?
Same reason Jason Pierre-Paul thought it was cool to play with fireworks.
But at least that was in the off season.
Yeah, that's true. You say you had one?
Oh, Dez Bryant.
No, I saved that one. I wanted to yell at Dez. That's my boy for being an idiot. Yeah. Real fast, when Dez Bryant, in case you didn't know, was chopping carrots to put into his vegetable soup and cut his fingers. Dude, come on. You're injured right now. You're getting ready. Come on, dude.
Let's trade Romo. Chef. Let's trade Dez Bryant. No. And let's start this thing over again with Dak and Zeke.
You are getting ready to. I'm, dude.
They
you
are winning without Dez.
No. Dez was there. We need Dez Bryant in the playoffs.
Stay on the sideline and be a
cheerleader. No. Wrong.
With his sleeves.
Dez Bryant. Right? Listen, we have to have Dez Bryant to make a playoff run. I don't care about Tony. Dez Bryant, you better not trade. You better not think about not playing him because we need that guy
to win. You can
get
a second and third round pick for Dez Bryant.
Absolutely not. No,
you don't trade Dez Bryant for a second or a third.
You don't trade him for a first. I wouldn't trade him at all.
Not a first?
Because he's one of the top five wide receivers in the game.
But the thing is, though.
You don't trade him.
He's been bitten by the injury bug the last 2 years.
Oh, my God. He's had an injury. Who wasn't injured last year?
There are new wide receivers coming in the draft. Didn't he Mike miss Williams last year with Clemson is a monster.
Wait. In the year before,
Stewart from Alabama is a monster.
No.
There are wide receivers coming.
He's off limits completely.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Cole Beasley is y'all lead receiver. That's the only guy that y'all need.
Because Dez been hurt.
I don't know many people in the NFL. They're just completely off
limits. OBJ, Beckham Jr. is off limits. Antonio Brown is off limits.
Agreed.
Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones. Those
Tom Brady, those guys.
A.J. Green. Yeah. A.J. Green. There's five receivers you don't trade. Are you kidding? Okay. Yeah. You still don't trade him. What? There's five guys you don't trade. Kelvin Benjamin's getting there, but he don't catch passes.
Come on.
No, he's not there yet. He's getting there.
Say they offer you don't the
trade
Cowboys
Dez. I trade him for a pack
a
of third gold,
no,
Kelvin Benjamin.
For Dez Bryant. A first and a third?
Nope. If you want to win now.
And you get out from under that high cap number?
If you want to win now, you better keep Dez. Because at some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball. Okay?
Man.
And say what you want. No. Man. At some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball. We'll have to pass the ball. Listen, Cole Beasley, yeah, he's looking good right now. But come playoff time, he is not that guy we need to depend on. Terrence Williams, he can't stay out of bounds. He can't go out of bounds. He actually went out of bounds this week.
And Dez Bryant's going to drop the football.
No, Dez will make a catch when we need it. Say what you want in Green Bay a couple years ago, that was a catch. But whatever. So anyway, you don't do that to Dez.
So no trading Dez Bryant.
No, never.
Man,
I already lost DeMarco Murray. I better not lose Dez Bryant ever. So, you know, that's another point. He was one of my top five Cowboys all time. No, you don't get rid of Dez. The other one I had, I meant to say it for patrolling. Denver Police Department and Minnesota Police Department got into a Twitter battle. We have a question. How can you brag on the Vikings when they haven't been to Super Bowl since 77? Denver Police said, we have a question. Or they, Minnesota Police Department posted a picture of the NFL standings right now with Denver behind Minnesota. Denver Police tweets out, trying to find Denver in this year's standing. I'm still scrolling a long way from the top. Denver reposted, sorry, there was a glare in our eyes. Did not see. Did you tweet something? And it's a picture of the Super Bowl trophy last year.
Oh, that's cool. Oh,
boy. I mean, you can't get in a war with somebody that just won the you know, the Lombardi Trophy.
They always
trophy.
Throw that in your face, no matter what.
So a team that has an empty trophy case.
Right. I had to say that. Yeah, you can't do that. And then I had, Zeke Elliott forgives his suit pants as he gets pulled into a post-game interview.
I saw that picture.
That guy, come on. And then, last but not least, Josh Brown. You're an idiot. Just saying.
He's a great fantasy kicker, man. 10, 11, well, 12 points all the time.
Well, he was. He's getting ready to get suspended by NFL.
Well, as long as he plays this week, I'm fine.
He won't play this week.
No. All right. Well, that's it.
You telling me I got to go pick up a damn kicker?
Yes,
get
you
Nick
do.
Novak or Blair
Walsh. I'm about to see if Mike Newton's out there.
Dustin Hopkins for the Redskins.
Matt Prater?
He's
Come
top
on.
Five.
He's good for like two
Hopkins
or three
is top five right now.
I got it. Go
All right. This is BSS Carolina. Stick around. We got a couple more episodes. Be right back.